The police service says it has adequate logistics to protect its personnel on risky operations. An officer at the Public Affairs Department of the service, DSP Freeman Tete, was speaking to Radio Ghana on the impact of lack of protection gear for police personnel in armed robbery shootouts. Mr. Tete said the service has what it takes to protect personnel, but will continue to ask for more.
When it comes to issues of logistics, every police institution is supposed to be well equipped. Even though the police have some amount of logistics, that we cannot say that we have enough logistics to cater for all our needs. That is, we always continue to appeal to the institution and the private sector to support the police. But what it takes for us to deliver, we have it. So we cannot say we have enough, because if we say we have enough, what moral right do we have to continue to appeal to the public? So we say we have what it takes to work, but we still need more. We keep on expanding. We keep on facing new challenges, new trends in crime, committing crime, and crime prevention keeps on emerging. That is why we have to be up to date, up to the task, and get a measurable logistics to address those emerging issues.
To what extent is that affecting effective policing when it comes to armed robbers confronting you?
We are not supposed to be discouraging the public. What is happening is that we will continue to demand, we will continue to ask for assistance. But for effective policing, there is social mobilization. The little we have, we need to use it to effectively discharge our duty. So we cannot say that it's actually affecting our job. At every point in time, we have to live up to the task. But I can assure you that we have up-to-date equipment to deliver or give maximum protection.
He also touched on the killing of a chief and two others near Afienya in the Greater Accra region, saying investigations are ongoing to apprehend the culprits. DSP Tete said those snap checks are effective. The police cannot be everywhere. Therefore, Ghanaians should volunteer information to the police to help them deliver.
Policing, we are supposed to be visible everywhere. We are supposed to be active everywhere. But at the end of the day, things can also happen at the blind side of the police. In advanced democracies, where the police has every logistical support from the state, you realize that crime still goes on. So crime is obfuscated. The criminals are not identified. So even at our checkpoint, we will do our best to make sure that every person who passes through our checkpoint is checked. But there are areas that we can consider as porous. Police are easily identified. So when you get to a checkpoint and you're able to survey that this area has police presence, a criminal will not pass through that area, will get past another place. That is why our snap checks in the evenings are not permanent.